On the wall of my apartment, there hangs a map of North America from the early 1700s. At first glance, it seems fairly accurate, but the more you look, the more inaccuracies you see. Places like New Spain or the 13 colonies are full of towns and rivers and mountains, but as you travel west, there are fewer details. Little notes such as silver mines here and good grazing country here take the place of any named settlements. The entire northwest corner of the continent, in fact, is a giant blank spot labeled Parts Unknown. By the time you reach California, you see that it's depicted as an island, as if the Gulf of California simply continued all the way to the north and cut off the entire west coast from the mainland. From this map, it's clear that not very many Europeans had been out past the Mississippi River, even by that time. And the few that did clearly didn't visit California Island. But looking at that map always fills me with questions. What was that terra incognita out west really like by the time? What were the settled areas back east like, too? What were the daily lives of people, whether French, English, Spanish, or Native American? More importantly, how did those people get there? This is what inspired me to give an account of the early history of the Americas, from 1492 to the late 1800s. Everything about this Western hemisphere changed completely, not just politically or technologically, but ethnically, religiously, and ecologically. The people and the land they lived on were totally unrecognizable to those who lived in the exact spot just a few centuries earlier. Empires rose, fell, rose, and fell again. People traveled thousands of miles across oceans and worked their whole lives to transform a place they'd never even visited before. Countless more died in pursuit of that dream, from famine, disease, war, or any kind of other reason. Any history of the New World, however, cannot go without mentioning that the transformation of this hemisphere was built over the bodies of uncounted millions of people, whether they be Native Americans, African slaves, or indeed other rival European colonizers. This is not a story about peaceful societal development, scientific advancement, and economic success. It's a story of people suffering and profiting from suffering, and the death of many who had already had so many of the things that Europeans would later claim they didn't. Before Christopher Columbus arrived, the Americas had some of the largest, longest-lasting, most populous, and successful civilizations in world history, and yet so much of the popular perceptions of these places is that of nomadic hunters who knew little beyond what directly affected their hunter-gatherer lifestyles. Did you know that even in the Middle Ages, North America had a cross-continent trading system that ferried material from the Rocky Mountains to the East Coast and beyond? Did you know that the Inca Empire, a nation known as Tahuantinsuyu, was the largest on Earth in terms of square acreage at its time? Did you know that Tenochtitlan was not only the most more populous than most cities in Europe, but was a hotbed of poetry and philosophy on par with classical Athens? These are the things I wanted to discuss. Throughout, I want to discuss what daily life was like for the people of the Americas, if for no other reason than that life in the New World produced stories unlike any other. What was it like to be a colonist in Jamestown or Havana, creating a community thousands of miles away from anything you'd ever known? A citizen of nations like the Aztec Triple Alliance or the Iroquois Confederacy, watching the world that you knew collapse around you in the span of a few short years. What were the daily horrors of slave plantations in the Caribbean, or the mines of Peru? What was it like to be a swashbuckling pirate, prowling the ocean, or a fur trader, making a profit deep in the wilderness? All of these existences are so far removed from what I know, yet existed so close to where I live, that I can't help but be interested in what they were like. The constraints of sources require me to tell this story with a slightly Eurocentric point of view. I plan on talking about every major Native American nation, but I will have to do so only when the Europeans encounter them. After all, this is two entire continents worth of people, and we only know about many of them through archaeological evidence and what their white visitors observed. However, I must make a disclaimer before I even begin to make any more wild claims. At the time of writing this, I may be nearly complete in the process of receiving a degree in history, and history is my one true passion, but I'm not a historian. I don't use that as some sort of shield to protect me from criticism, but I do believe it's important to state going forward. My main goal is to tell a story of this half of the world, and the massive transformation it underwent. I would like to be as accurate as possible, but my main goal is to gain your interest in these topics as well. I'm simply bound to make many mistakes along the way. I might not mention something, or understate the importance of something, or even trust my sources a little too much. This is something any amateur historian is guilty of, but nonetheless, I beg for your forgiveness and assistance in correcting me. Now then, I would like to welcome you to take a journey with me to a different time, but a not-so-different place.